Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one. We're just 20 minutes away from President Trump meeting with oil execs. It's a sit-down meeting at the White House with leading figures of the oil industry. President Trump says the U.S. is likely to be in control of Venezuela and its oil industry for well over a year. ABC White House correspondent Kieran Travers has a look ahead at the big meeting.
President Trump today will meet with executives from major U.S. oil companies, including Chevron, Exxon, Halliburton, Shell, and ConocoPhillips. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Energy Secretary Chris Wright, and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum will also join the meeting. President Trump told the New York Times this week that, quote, only time will tell how long the U.S. would maintain control and extract oil from Venezuela, indicating it would be indefinite. He said the U.S. would rebuild infrastructure there in a, quote, very profitable way. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
That meeting is at 1:30 this afternoon. It's closed to the press, but we're likely to hear from President Trump after at some point this afternoon. Chevron, by the way, currently the only major U.S. oil company with a presence in Venezuela.
Well, the FBI is currently the sole agency investigating the fatal shooting of Renee Nicole Good, a 37-year-old U.S. citizen shot by an ICE agent in Minneapolis on Wednesday.
But Minnesota law enforcement officials say the U.S. Attorney's Office has blocked them from the case and is withholding access to evidence. The governor saying he doubted an investigation by the DOJ would yield a fair outcome.
So it looks like the state of Minnesota is going to open up their own investigation. The federal investigation will continue. The FBI will stay on it, reviewing tapes and so on. The State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has been barred from assisting federal law enforcement. Meanwhile, Governor Tim Walz calling on protesters to demonstrate peacefully from here on out, and he's authorized the Minnesota National Guard to be staged and ready if needed. Minneapolis public schools remain closed out of an abundance of caution.
Number three, it's the Packers. It's the playoffs. And the game, it's almost here. The Green Bay Packers take on the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field tomorrow night in the wild card round. You might see more people at work or out and about wearing the Packers colors today for Green and Gold Friday. There's also a Packers pep rally down in Chicago this afternoon. It's at the very popular Packers bar, Will's Northwoods Inn. Think they'll be playing a little bit of this there?
Greeny, yellow, greeny, yellow, greeny, yellow, greeny, yellow, yeah.
Yeah, you could play more versions.
I'd put some money on that they'd be playing that.
Well, you can play the full version unedited, too.
Oh,
we can't play that for you on the radio.
We cannot do that. And I listened to it earlier this week, and I was like, oh, wow, yeah. I'm going to have to find the clean version to cut something from that. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Some snow is anticipated in Chicago tomorrow, but it's expected to stop before the game. Fans headed to the game can expect about 30 degrees at kickoff and 17-mile-per-hour winds. Fans on their couches at home, cozied up in front of the TV, much warmer temps.
Yeah, far less windy as well.
Yeah.